Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 10, part 3. Aishvarya or Madhurya Naam. One can conceive of two different meanings or two different conceptions while chanting Hare Krishna Japa. One conception is called Aishvarya Bhav, meaning or conception, and the other conception is called the Madhurya Bhav, conception or meaning of the Maha Mantra. Let's take the first one. Aishvarya. The word Aishvarya means opulence, majesty, grandeur, distance, formality, awe and reverence. So when one chants the Maha Mantra with these type of feelings, Aishvarya Bhav, he meditates and thinks, Hare, O Hari, O Bhagavan Sri Krishna, please remove and take away all the threefold miseries affecting me from my own body and mind, miseries created by other living entities, big or small, and miseries created by nature. And please destroy the millions of sins from my unlimited births. Hari, O Hari. And Krishna, what does Krishna mean in the Aishvarya conception? Hare Krishna. The two syllables, Krish, means all attractive, and Na means blissful, Anand. Krishna is fully blissful, the all attractive master of all. Then Ram, Hari Ram. This comes from the phrase Ramante Yogino Anante, which means the eternal bliss of meditating on Ram, Radharaman Sri Krishna, who is the source of unlimited transcendental bliss. Thus, in Braja Shringar Leela, Krishna is called Radharaman. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. This is the Aishvarya conception of the Maha Mantra, although there's a touch of sweetness also. Now in the Madhurya meaning or conception of the Maha Mantra, you will chant Hare, which is the calling out or vocative form of the word Hara, which means Shri Radha. Hara, Hare, Shri Radha. The supreme pleasure potency of Krishna, who forever steals the mind of Krishna. Hari means thief or to take away or to steal. So, Hare. Then Krishna comes from the word akarshan, which means to attract, to pull, to draw near oneself. Thus, Krishna, Hare Krishna means, with the melodious sound of his divine flute, his murali, Brajendra Nandan Krishna forcefully attracts and pulls and draws the gopis away from their homes. Then he draws them into the forest of Braj. Then he pulls away and takes away their shyness, their attachment to their families and relatives, their social customs, dharmas, loka, veda, kula, and deha, then Rama, Aram. This means Krishna's matchless, sweet beauty, which is full of charm and unlimited attraction. The beauty of Krishna's transcendental form completely saturates the minds and senses of the Brajagopis with endless bliss. Ramante Ananta. So this is the meaning of Ram. And Ram also means Ra, means Radhika. She appears and manifests from this first syllable, Ra. And the second syllable, Ma, means Madhusudan, Sri Krishna. So these two names, Radhika and Madhusudan, Radha and Krishna, are within the name of Ram. So these two transcendental forms of Sringara Madhurya Ras are the topmost expressions of bliss, Raman, Radha Raman Bihari. This is the Madhurya conception of the Mahamantra. Part 3 underneath, Technique 10, meaning meditation.